I was web surfing, and we usually kind of have our heads buried in the sand. If it doesn't make it to the front page of Google News, we don't usually notice it.
And Tracy thought, oh, I should do something good for the podcast and maybe
keep up with news.
Yeah. And you can set up filters for Google that will allow you to put in keywords and they'll deliver news to your mailbox.
It's a long story short. I did that. And then I saw an article that caught my interest about The Biggest Loser. And I started doing some more web searching on The Biggest Loser. And it brought me to this one webpage. It's actually a really cool blog we're going to link to. And one of their articles brought me to another page that brought me to the anger. This doesn't hold in Canada. I believe they're only doing this in the United States right now.
But feel free, as a Canadian, to participate.
Yes,
because
enjoy
we
the
certainly
anger.
Are.
KFC sucks right now. I guess you could call this episode ZFC says screw KFC.
Yeah.
I don't know, because they're doing this thing through April up into May to raise money for breast cancer, so they say. They have these pink spiffy buckets they made up that for every bucket that's sold, they're going to donate 50 cents to breast cancer, specifically to the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is the big, 800-pound gorilla on the block in terms
yeah.
of breast cancer research.
And that's the one that you actually, if you're going to donate money to breast cancer research, you want to donate money to them because 85% of their
At least
money
85% goes
to actual research.
Yes.
It's not going to pay staff. It's not going for promoting stuff. It's not going for
it's
spreading
awareness.
Well,
it is, but it's real awareness. It's awareness. It's testing to get out and help people get mammograms who might not be able to afford them to fund free clinics, and it goes to research as well.
Okay.
But it goes to good stuff. It just doesn't go to people getting private jets because they work for the foundation. You can take a look at their financials. It's all on the website. They're legit above board.
Right.
To see at least 85% of their money go to what it's supposed to go to, that's pretty darn good. They
right.
even list the salaries. They break it down. The money's going where it's supposed to go. We're 100% in support of the Susan G. Komen
yeah.
Foundation.
So this is not about them giving money to them.
We love the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Right.
We love boobs. So we're in favor of any research that helps boobs stay on bodies.
Exactly. And this isn't about their food. That's fine. If you want to eat KFC, yes, they have delicious crispy chicken. I'm not saying that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying anything about how they produce their food. This episode is completely geared towards the inane insult that is 50 cents per bucket that KFC is giving to cancer research. 50 cents. I don't expect them to not make any profit, but they've
just floated in the face.
A major marketing balloon up that you know that people, because of slacktivism, where it doesn't actually cost any extra effort to you, and you feel good about doing it because it's supposed to be helping people and it's supposed to be giving money to charity, but it's actually not doing anything.
The insult to the injury, besides the fact that there's some inconclusive evidence that obesity can contribute to or aid and abet breast cancer, and they're funding this donation by selling
fast food.
Really bad for you
right.
fast food. There are healthy choices at KFC, don't get me wrong.
Right.
And all things in moderation. You know, sometimes a bucket of chicken tastes great and that's what you want. Go for it.
Right.
But the 50 cent donation, considering the fact they're going to get a hefty tax write-off on this, is a slap in the face because what they're going to get in return are boosted sales. They're going to get
all recognition. Those 50 cents back.
They're going to get all kinds of goodwill off of it because when you go in and buy a bucket of chicken, you're also buying all the sides. You're usually picking up sodas because you're out with the kids or what have you, or you didn't stop to get something, or it's not. So they're making this back. This is not KFC throwing themselves on the cross and saying, look at what we're doing for breast cancer research. And they're trying to make this the biggest single donation to breast cancer ever, or to the Susan G. Komen Foundation for breast cancer research ever. That's, again, they're going to be able to flog that for years.
Yeah.
They're
going to
beat that horse until it's a skeleton. And it's an insult. 50
it's
cents. My first reaction was 50 cents is not a donation. That's a freaking wrapper.
Right.
So here's what we suggest you to do. And we're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to make dinner. We're going to take the cost of a bucket. We're even going to go retro on this because I didn't even realize buckets of KFC cost so much now.
Right.
Consider this as Canadian prices. A 10-piece bucket costs $18.99.
Oh, my God.
I know. When I was a kid, it was $8.99.
Yeah.
So we're going to go retro on this and say use the retro kit price from, like, the 80s.
Okay.
$8.99. We're going to go on right to the Susan G. Komen Foundation website. We're going to donate $8.99, the cost of a bucket. We're going to take a picture of us eating our dinner. We're going to put it up on the podcast. And anybody else out there, we can't tell you don't buy KFC because that opens up the lawsuits.
If you want to buy KFC and make a donation, that's fine. But what we want you to do is donate $8.99. to the Susan Komen Foundation,
$5 or $2
or whatever.
Even 50 cents. I'd say I'd rather you get the 50 cents directly than being filtered through KFC's bizarre, twisted fast food money laundering thing.
Well, exactly, because they're going to turn right around and they're going to file with the government with their taxes and get all of those 50 cents back.
Or a good chunk of it. It's not a hardship. And
So like, it's not a big magnanimous thing.
No. And we can't tell you, don't buy KFC. But anybody who wants to join us, send us a picture, snap a picture, email it to us. It's vyfatchicks@gmail.com. We'll toss you up on our website as somebody who stayed at home, bought a meal, and donated the cost of a bucket to Susan G. Komen directly, instead of them only getting 50 cents. I'm going to throw some numbers out, too, because this is really what enraged me. I was furious when I read today. And this has been going on for a couple weeks, so I'm furious because I'm behind on it. And I'm furious because it's so insulting when you look at the numbers. KFC is aiming for an 8.5 million donation. That's what they want to hit. They've promised to donate at least a million if they don't sell that many buckets. So to get to $8.5 million with 50 cents a bucket, that's 17 million buckets of chicken. That's a lot of chicken in a month's time, because it's about a month-long campaign. KFC, you know, they've had some problems last year. You go on and look at their financials on their website, which everything is up on the Yum Brand site, because they're part of that umbrella corporation, a Yum Brand that has Wendy's and KFC and Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and A&W.
Yeah, it used to be owned by Pepsi. I think Wendy's is part of it.
I don't know if Wendy's is, but I thought it was only those guys.
And it's different between the United States and Canada, because...
Different corporate umbrellas and all that good stuff. But anyway, if we were to go with the retro price and say, get people to donate the $8.99 directly instead of filtering it through pink-washed buckets...
Mm-hmm.
It would only take 945,495 people to do that, to equal KFC's contribution. That's disgusting. That's
less than a million.
Yes.
That is so attainable, considering the populations of our respective countries.
It's disgusting to think it would take that many people just outright buying a bucket of chicken. I would have more respect for KFC if they picked a day during Breast Cancer Awareness Month and said, this day we're going to donate this day's profits to breast cancer awareness.
And lots of other restaurants do that.
Go and flog that. That would be great. But to do the silly, we're going to try to pump up our sales by saying, we're not going to donate it unless you buy the chicken. Here's your pink bucket.
Yeah.
And the word I used a little bit ago, pink washing, it's off the one website about Think Before You Pink, it's called.
Yes.
Think Before You Pink.
ThinkBeforeYouPink.org.
And that's a term they use for what Sheila and I call slacktivism. It's when corporations and companies slather something in pink, say they're donating a nominal amount to usually Susan G. Komen Foundation, and then they sell it to you for a pumped up price, which is insulting to begin with. She has on that website all kinds of great information about pink washing, the origins of the ribbon, which I didn't even know it started out as a peach colored ribbon.
Yeah.
And there was some controversy with that.
Specifically for, so that it wouldn't be totally consumerized.
Yes, and they couldn't pry that out of the woman who created it, so they corporations, the consumer public, changed it to pink so they could use it freely. It's insulting. So we would love as many people to join us on this as possible. If you have friends, tell them.
We're going to start up a Facebook group.
Yes.
And we'll put our pictures up on our podcast website, but we're also going to put them up on a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
So you can spread the word that way, and we can tell your story on the Facebook group as well.
I would love to have nothing more than, like, I don't know, dozens of pictures of people eating dinner.
Yeah, make your own chicken or burgers or whatever you want, or a vegetable salad or whatever you would like. Make dinner, eat it with someone you love.
Exactly.
Take a picture of it and then donate what you can, and we will provide a link to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. I mean, all you need is a credit card. Everyone's got that because you're always buying stuff online. God knows we buy books and stuff online, so...
And most people's bank accounts in the States, you have a debit card with a Visa symbol on it.
Yeah,
it is so
Visa
easy
check
to
card,
do.
And you
and
can do
Susan
your donation through
G.
that.
And it's the Susan G. Komen Foundation. You don't get much more reputable than that. I'd rather give them money than kids on the corner with cans for things, because you don't really know where that's going.
Right.
So, and
well,
you
don't know what percentage
off
of it is going where.
And if you don't take the base deduction on your income taxes, you can write that off as a donation at the end of the year if you itemize. It's such a win-win. Why should KFC get the deduction in whatever corporate form they're going to take it, when you could get it, more money goes to the foundation, and we can give KFC the great big finger and say, stop trying to take advantage of people's goodwill and concern for general welfare and health.
Yeah.
It's just enraging.
If you look at the profit margin, it's probably got to at least be 30%. I would expect that would at least be 30%. So if they were to at least give...
That's pretty average in the food industry. 20's low, isn't it? Because that's the one thing about sushi restaurants. They were saying sushi restaurants, the high-end ones, get really insane because their costs run like 85%.
Yeah.
And that's insane in the food industry to have only 50% profit margin for a restaurant.
So for them to only give 50 cents, it is...
Especially seeing the cost of the buckets.
It's ridiculous.
And it hurts, because KFC has really made some progress in getting chickens treated better.
Yeah.
And they're trying
they
to produce
try to do
healthier
this,
foods,
you know, and then
with
they
the grilled
turn
options,
around.
And they turn around and just They pimp slap every single person out there with boobs. And that's every single person on the planet. Because you know what? Dudes get breast cancer too.
Yeah, I learned that from Oz.
Yes, I learned that from Oz too.
But anyway, it's much less common.
Yeah, but it still
generally
happens.
Generally, dudes like boobs too, so.
But most of the cancer research money does go into women's breast cancer. Mm-hmm. But what we solve with women's breast cancer will help with men's breast cancer to a point. And all breast cancer research will help cancer research in general.
Yeah.
So KFC needs to stop slacktivism, encouraging slacktivism.
They need to cowboy up and actually throw some real money on the table. Don't
if they
sit
want
there.
The goodwill, they need to put the money behind it.
Don't sit there and insult us by giving pocket change to cancer when you're making so much money on the food, you know? And I don't expect you to go broke, but if they would have at least given
a dollar a bucket, man,
I would have actually said, well, you know,
that's 50
pretty
cents
good.
A boob. Yeah. How hard is that? 50 cents a boob. Mary, now it's only a quarter a boob.
Yeah.
You can't even cover a nipple with a quarter. You need at least a 50 cent piece to do that.
Right.
Honestly, it should be a buck a boob, but I'd be happy with a 50 cent piece of boob.
Right.
So, anyway. So there's our plan. If you want to join in, send us a picture if you want of you guys sitting down to dinner or your table spread out with your great meal that you've cooked in place of going to KFC to get a bucket. Go to the Susan G. Komen website, plug in some money, and even if it's only 50 cents, go for it. That's 50 cents. It's not going through their pink bucket. So this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Spy Fat Chicks.
Angry Spy Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this Spy Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to spyfatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.